right.
All right, before we start the clock again, obviously I apologize to all council and the bench. We've had huge problems today. I'm gonna ask the marshal to go back and set the clock for 2 minutes, please. Thank you. All right, Ms. Erland, you may continue your argument, please.
Thank you. And I appreciate the opportunity to finish rebuttal. I appreciate that. I wanted to respond to the argument respondent made that the court closure here was required and justified because what the court did was do a walkthrough of the courtroom space to determine where people should be going and how they should be spaced. But this logistical consideration of the space, it doesn't meet the constitutional considerations that the court was also required to engage. It doesn't answer that this is a narrowly tailored closure of the courtroom. It doesn't show the court considering reasonable alternatives to closure. I also wanted to respond briefly to Judge Smith's question as to whether we look at whether this was reasonable under the circumstances, whether the court acted reasonably. And the standard, because this is a constitutional right, is absolutely a stringent constitutional standard. It is not based upon reasonableness or good cause or a rational basis for closing the courtroom. Because the pandemic does not toll or suspend the Constitution, the court was required, pandemic or not, to honor the public trial right law by going through all the steps necessary to afford Mr. Bell some accommodation for a public presence in the courtroom. And if that were—
Is that true even when the court specifically makes a finding that there is, quote, no way to safely accommodate members of the public?
And the alternative to that—
family? No way. That's what it's—
Yes, and if that is, if there is in fact no way to accommodate even one person, the court was still required to provide perhaps a virtual presence. But the problem here is the court didn't go through the necessary steps to justify the closure. And on that grounds, we're asking, because of the speedy trial violation, to reverse, and in the alternative, to grant a new trial. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Erland. Thank you very much, Mr. Zettler. Ms. Erland, if you had planned this to prove that Zoom is not the same as a public trial, it could not have worked out better for you. So, thank you very much. The matter is submitted. We will move on to the next case.